early on, I kind of suggested, like everybody, you wanted to include issues with your wife in talking about your behavior. And I suggested that even if, you know, whatever any of that was is like totally valid, that instead you try working on it just from your side.
Yeah. Whatever strategy I'm using to try to like sort it out, it wasn't having what I wanted it, you know, it isn't having the desired effect.
And in particular, how about for a goal, your kids don't go through what you went through?
Yeah, good.
Well, starting from the story from a week ago of you in this conflict where you felt yourself like...
Felt like I was tripping. Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what it was you're angry about?
Just, you know, like, nothing out of the ordinary, just, you know, I'm doing something wrong. She challenges me on it, but she does it in a bitchy way, and I completely go over the moon. And, you know, rather than reacting, I just had plenty of time to, like, mull it over or whatever. But, yeah, I'm sitting in my living room, like, just, like, zoning out. Like, oh, I'm fucking, like, basically psychedelic right now.
So this relates to that week when you first, you know, then started doing the fasting, and you would come in and you're like, oh shit, this feels like an LSD flashback, right?
Yeah.
So now when this happens, when you're having this, you know, whatever, relatively minor disagreement with your wife, but then you start to kind of feel this anger, can you expand on that? Can you describe that?
Like just the actual experience of it was I'm sitting there and it's like, oh, this room doesn't feel like this room. Everything seems extra kind of bright and maybe a little fuzzy. Like, I'm not actually sitting here, am I? Kind of, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of the psychedelic effect, you know, feeling of it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, but you can like associate that kind of psychedelic feeling of it with the fact that you're looking past the emotions that are trying to prevent you from doing so, let's say.
Sure.
Right? So it's like you're feeling the anger, and then you're like, okay, well, like, instead of just reacting to that anger, like, I'm going to, like, let go of that. I'm going to try to see what's past that. And that's kind of part of that experience. And is that accurate?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, by morning, like, everything is more or less worked out. Like, I didn't bother having a conference with her, like, okay, well, this, you know, I'm not going to be talked to that way or any of this. It's just like, oh, what, I get what happened. Like, I know how I'm going to respond if it happens again in the future, which it almost certainly will. I'm not still upset. Like, it's kind of funny how angry I got, though. Like, clearly this is entirely a me thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, describe some of the difficulty or tension or emotions, whatever, like, as far as, like, things being pretty tense or pretty difficult, like, for you and your wife, your kids, too, whatever, 5 years ago or whatever.
I'll just speak from the perspective of the person that was experiencing it. Like, just all this stuff that seemed, from my perspective, just so irrational and, like, rude and inconsiderate, like, out of line, like, you know, this is not how a relationship is supposed to be. Like, I deserve to be treated with more respect, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And well, would just go ahead.
Yeah, well, and in particular, like, that was not a very enjoyable situation to be in. Like everybody was pretty unhappy in those circumstances, was how you
100%.
Right.
Yeah. Knockdown, drag out, fight day after day after day, several times a day, like, just ugly, emotional, like, yeah, everyone is distraught. Like, it's just, it's not a functional relationship. And well, from where I'm standing now, like, all I needed to do was let go of, you know, these demands, be they reasonable or not, like, they were demands, and just, you know.
Anything you want to add to that?
Well, their parents are still together, and their parents are not bickering nonstop. Like, they don't see us fight, you know?
Yeah.
Mainly because we don't fight, but when we do, it doesn't get dragged out, and yeah, it's I don't know. Like, it's just so obvious. I mean, they're clearly more well-adjusted than I was when I was 10.